how far have you and the secondary come? It's kind of almost a turning point, it seemed. Y'all just put a whole game together, defensive line, linebackers, secondary, just coming together.
Well, Coach Dameron did a real good job of bringing us together. I mean, you know, we've been doing a pretty good job the whole season and stuff like that, but this game, really showed up today. And, the D-line played great, linebackers played great, the safeties played great. And it was just a great overall, job by the whole defense.
Take me through here to interceptions. I know the second one was probably especially nice for you, considering the play you made. I mean, that was all you just laying out for it.
Well, it's not too hard when you got Darius Barnes and Levante Liggins playing on the other side. So, I mean, there's always, opportunity. So, I mean, it was pretty special for me, stuff like that. But you got to give credit to the safeties because they all did their job, and that's what linked me to catch the interception. So it was a great job.
How much, if any, does it make your job easier when the line's getting the pressure that they did today?
It don't. I mean, that's all you can ask for, really. Because that's where it starts up front and stuff like that. So, IK, and Jelly and all them, and Shaq, putting pressure on the quarterback is, it's just us to do our job. Everybody doing their job and on the same page. So when they show up like that and stuff like that, it makes it easier for the secondary.
How eager was the defense to just get pressure? Because last week was the first time all year y'all hadn't recorded a sack. I know that they were kind of doing some short stuff trying to negate that pressure, but was that something y'all were trying to focus on this week, just to focus on, work on?
Well, we came out with the same game plan. I mean, just to be aggressive, in all areas and stuff like that. Now, D-line, we know they're going to get sacks. Sacks going to come, and stuff like that. So, I mean, they're our leaders up front, so we just follow them and stuff like that. And as they play, we make plays off of them. So, I mean, that's how it works.
All year with the line, you always hear about IK and Dorr and stuff, and then Pishon comes up with two sacks. Yeah. What type of impact did he have on the game?
Oh, man, Pishon showed out today. He did real good. And IK always bring his game and stuff like that, but Malcolm Pishon, he's a great guy, and stuff like that. And for him, one of my friends, and stuff, for him to go on the field and just ball out like he did, it looked good. I was happy for him.
With the offense, Kenneth Dixon, just with that huge play at the end, only touchdown of the game, but I'm sure you're kind of lucky that – I always ask this to a lot of the guys on defense, mm-hmm. but I'm sure you're lucky that you don't have to play him in a game. You can go up against him in practice, but you don't have to worry about tackling him.
Spring ball in camp is rough, going against him. The ball, running the ball hard, And with him on your team, you're just so glad because he makes so many plays, He a beast. There's nowhere else I could put it, and stuff like that. So he's a great athlete, so he helps a lot. He had a good game today, so.
Usually a home team feeds off the energy from the fans. That's why it's called home field advantage. How does it affect a road team when you find out that doesn't exist when you come into an opposing player's stadium?
Well, I mean, it's always, Coach Holtz always tells us that we have to create our own energy, on the sideline, on the field and stuff like that. And we have to all, buy into what's going on and all play, stuff like that. So, and it's, we had to create our own injury, and that's what we did tonight. So that's helped us get the victory.
I actually noticed that. How do you guys do that? Because I didn't see it from the other team.
We all best friends. I mean, we all hang out all the time, 24/7. Not just on the field, but off the field and stuff like that. So that kind of relates to us going on the field and stuff like that. So we all is excited and root for each other. We all play for each other. So in that, we all want to see each other do well. So and that creates a lot of energy. So.
In your opinion, what's the learning process been since NC State? Y'all come a long way. I mean, just talk about how far y'all have come, just as a team, as a defense specifically.
Well, we came far, but most likely we had to work on our fundamentals. Our coach preached that all the time and stuff like that. So we work extra hard on fundamentals and getting turnovers, getting our feet right, technique, and all that and stuff like that. So. That's what we really needed to work on, and that helped us out, and we showed it tonight, so we had a pretty good game.